You're listening to Clifford Kelly on Straight Truth Radio, the podcast.
Grace and peace be unto you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the Straight Truth Radio Podcast, the place where the lip of truth endures forever. I'm your host, Cliff Kelly. Thank you for tuning in here, where we are just trying to bring an understanding to end time events. We are going to go ahead and get started in this episode in which we are calling, Are You a God? Are You a God? And just before we got started, as we are a couple of minutes late getting started, we had a technical glitch. I mean, actually, everything went down even after we prayed. And we know there's nothing but the adversary just trying to stop. But we're going to work you tonight. We're going to work you tonight. You know what? We don't always do it. We pray before we get started. We're going to pray right now as we get started on this episode. Those of you who are watching, I ask you to pray with us. Lord, we thank you right now for your goodness, for your loving kindness. We thank you for your tender mercies. We thank you for the opportunity which you have given us to share your word over the airways. Lord, we ask right now that you will send your anointing, that we will bind all hindering spirits right now in the name of Jesus. We bind and turn those works back to the pit of hell from which they come. Lord, we ask right now that the hearer, the viewer, that they will get the information, the word of God that they were seeking and desiring, that they will be filled. Those who will listen later, those who will watch later, that they will be filled. We ask right now that you will continue to move by your spirit, that you will bring a spirit of revival into the land right now. We are as the deer panteth after the water, so our souls thirst after you, O God. We are in need of something. And we ask right now that you would touch the wandering heart, Lord God, and cause them to understand what it is that they're looking for and what they're searching for. They're searching for you. But, Lord, you're looking for the sons to be manifested in the earth. And so we ask right now that you would touch your sons and daughters, Lord God, that they will come back to you, that they will walk with boldness, that they will teach your word, that they will preach your word, that they will proclaim your word, and that they will bind the enemy, that they will not walk and compromise and walk and be compromised, that they will not be neutralized, that they will walk in authority and do what you have commanded us to do. In Jesus' name we thank you. Amen. The blood of Jesus, we plead the blood of Jesus now. And so we're going to go ahead and get started. We want to say just before we jump into this episode that this will be the last episode that will air on Facebook, our personal channel, Clifford Kelly, channel there. This will be the last episode that you will see there on that platform. If you scan the QR code, you can see all the platforms where we are: Facebook, Twitter, IG, YouTube, the podcasting formats that we are, for those who just like to listen to the podcast format, you can find all of that there. So, but this will be the last episode on the Clifford Kelly Facebook page. You can still catch us on the Straight Truth Radio podcast page, though. All right. So last week we said we were talking about do not be neutralized. And the thing that we said about that is that when we are not walking in authority, that in the authority that we've been given, then we are being neutralized. Understand? And there's a word, we use for our focus. I believe it was Jeremiah 8, Jeremiah 8, verse 18, and it says, I and the children that the Lord has given me, that we are for signs and wonders in Israel. And so we were prefacing the thought and the idea that God has made this body, his this group, this called out group, the children of Israel, and even the church today, that called out group, that we are for a sign and a wonder to the world, a world that does not want God, or they're not even looking for God, or those who don't know what they're looking for, but we are a sign and a wonder for them, to them. And so when God works through us, when he works through us, and there are many examples in scripture about how God works through his chosen vessels, when he works through us, then he shows that, number one, that he is alive, that he is powerful, that he cannot be stopped, that his work cannot be that it will go forth, but he does that through us. Now, we also said at that time, we talked about it is for us to work and operate in the world. It's not God doing the operating. Well, I take that back. It is God, because Jesus himself said, it's not me, it's the Father in me. He's doing the work. So, but it's not God that, what's the word I'm looking for? There is an established factor in which the work has to be done. Remember, back in Genesis, when the Lord said, "Let us make man and let them have dominion," this is man's world. So in man's world, man has been given the authority to dominate, to work, to fortify, to replenish. And so man has to do the work, but the work has to be done supernaturally. So God works through us to get his work done. He works through us to get his work done. That's why, and I forget the actual, is that Luke, what book is that? Where Jesus is walking on the shore, he comes off the shore, and there's a possessed man looking at Jesus, and he said, "Hey, have you come to torment us before the time?" There is this man possessed with devils who, you know, the old phrase, game recognized game. The spirit in that man recognized who Jesus was. He recognized that he was the Son of God. But what he didn't understand is that he was also the Son of Man, because the God man came in through a natural birth. So therefore, Jesus had the authority to do the things that he was doing, because he came into the world the way man is supposed to come into the world, through a natural birth. And so Jesus, it showed us how to operate in the world. And so we ask the question today, are you a God? We closed out we closed out that episode last week in the book of Psalms. And we talked about Psalms 82, and I'll go back and read it again. Shouldn't take that long to get to it. He said, again, "God standeth in the congregation of the mighty. He judges among the gods. How long will you judge unjustly?" The things that I said about the scripture earlier, you can go back and listen to the last episode about that, because I want to jump right into, I want to ask the question, are you a God? And so he says here, "How long will you judge unjustly and accept the persons of the wicked? Defend the poor and the fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and the needy. Deliver the poor and needy. Rid them out of the hand of the wicked. They know not, neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness. All of the foundation of the earth are out of course." I'm going to say something about that here in a minute. "I have said," watch this, "I have said, ye are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High. but you shall die like men and fall like one of the princes. And so we ask the question again, are you a God? Remember, when you came into the earth, Jeremiah 1 says, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew you. And before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee and ordained thee as a prophet. He's talking to Jeremiah because Jeremiah has some esteem issues in reference to what he was supposed to do in the earth. And the same, and some of us got the same problem with esteem issues about who God has called us to be and what we're supposed to do and how we're supposed to do it. And wondering what is, you know, what would God have you to do? This whole thing, we're right here in the same boat. And he said, and I ordained thee to be a prophet unto the nations. Then said I, O Lord, behold, I cannot speak. I am a child. But the Lord said unto me, say not, I am a child, for thou shalt go to all that I have sent thee to, and whatsoever I command thee, thou shalt speak. Be not afraid of their faces, for I am with thee to deliver you. Now watch this. In Jeremiah 29, he tells us that before the foundation of the world, he knew us and that he had a plan for us to bring us to an expected end. He had an expectation. God had an expectation for us to bring us to an expected end. And so you and I cannot sit back. We cannot sit back and contemplate. Why are you doing? Okay. I'm not doing that. We cannot sit back and allow the people and the things of the world to distract us and to keep us locked up and bound up when God has purpose for you to be a light to the world, to be his power, to be his voice, to be he's ordained you and called you to be a prophet in this here world. He's called you to do that. And so we see example. Let's just briefly go through the Bible of some examples of what a person who is infused with the power of God, what it is that you can do. Now watch here. We see the miracles of the career, and I don't have time. I'm not going to go through all of them. The miracles of the career of Elijah. He caused the rain to shut up and cease for 3.5 years. He was fed by ravens. There was a miracle of the barrel of meal and a cruse of oil. The miracle of the resurrection of the widow's son. After the 3.5 years, he caused it to rain again. He called fire down from heaven and consumed 50 soldiers. But then he called fire down again and consumed another 50 soldiers. He parted the Red Sea. And then when Elijah's work was over, I'm talking about what you can do, what happens when you are infused with the power of God. The psalmist said through the psalmist in Psalms 82, I have said you are gods and all of you are children of the Most High. But now if you don't do what you have been called to do and walk in the authority that God has given you, what's the next verse? You'll fall like a man. You'll be just a mere man. You'll die like a mere man. And you'll fall like one of the princes. Now watch this. So then you have over here, after Elijah has done his work, He served his course. The man that will take his mantle, Elisha, that would take his mantle, he would come behind Elijah, and then he would do perform miracles. Watch this. The miracle of the vessel of oil. The healing of the water. The healing of Naaman. The cursing. Watch this. And this is why you got to be careful. Servants, this is why you got to be careful. The cursing of Gehazi, his servant, because of the deception and lying of that servant. Gehazi, who had his own agenda. He had his own agenda. And after Elisha healed, the miracle of healing Naaman, then the disease that Naaman had, and because of Gehazi and his evil doing, that curse was now put on him. Be careful, servants. Be careful. The vision of chariots, the prophecy of 7-year famine, and Elisha did twice the miracles of Elijah. But watch this. Jesus showing us, New Testament church, how to operate in the world. Let's just take a look and see some of the things that Jesus did. Well, we know Jesus' first miracle. He turned water into wine. And watch this. You say, yeah, but that's Jesus. So, I mean, he that's Jesus. But Jesus said, and greater things shall you do. Because he's going to his Father. And let's look at just some of the stuff that Jesus did. Jesus, he calmed the storm on the sea. He cast the demons out of a man and into a herd of pigs. He healed the woman with the issue of blood. He raised Jairus' daughter from the dead. He healed blinded man. He fed 5,000 plus women and children. Okay? Jesus walked on water. He walked on water. He healed a boy with unclean spirits. Now, here's the thing. Again, Jesus has done these things. He turns around and says, and greater shall you do. Because I go unto my Father. So I ask the question, are you walking in this earth as a God? I'm not talking about, and again, I need to say this, lowercase g. Now, you're not God Almighty. You're not the omnipotent God, the omniscient God, the omnipresent God. No, we are not present everywhere. We are not all knowledgeable. And we are not, all powerful. But we have that power working in us. If you have been born again, if you have been infused with His Spirit, then there ought to be testimonies and miracles that you can that you can log. What is it that you're doing? Have you prayed for folk and they've been healed? Have you decreed and declared things and seen them come to pass? What are you doing in this state of this area of godness? If we are not walking in the authority that God has given us. And remember, the only way you can testify and say that you are God and that you're doing God-like things is if you have repented of your sin, you've been baptized, you've been filled with His Spirit, then you can do God-like things. Are you a God? You need to check the roster. Check, go through the checklist. Where am I coming up short? Because watch this. Romans, the 8th chapter, 19th verse says, the earnest expectation of the creature awaiteth the manifestation of the sons of God. There is a world waiting to see the sons of God. There is a world waiting to see, you know, what it is, you know, that I'm missing. There are people who don't have peace in their life. People who are lost because they just live in this life. They just think that they, you know, just regular human beings. They just flesh and blood. No, we are not just flesh and blood. We are spirits wrapped up in flesh. Watch this. If we understand truly that we have been made in the image of God, when God said, let us make man, let us make him in our image, in our image and in our likeness, then that means the Bible says that God is a spirit. And if we are in his image and in his likeness, then we are a spirit, but we're wrapped up in flesh. And so the question is, are you just walking in flesh and not tapping into that spirit man that God said that he, before the foundation of the world, before he knew you, before the foundation of the world, he knew you? Are you tapping in? Are you now walking as the God man that he says that you are? Before the foundation of the world, he knew you. And he gave you the authority to walk in dominion in this earth, for you to do the things that he did, for you to pray. What did Luke chapter 10, verse 19, he says, behold, I give unto you power to tread upon serpents and upon scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing by any means shall hurt you. But now the question is, are you doing your due diligence? Now, God gave you the authority. Are you walking in your authority? Are you doing G things? As I like to say, you know, the big G gave power to his little G's so then that you can do some G things here in the earth. Now, are you doing your G things, God-like things? Are you doing God-like? Are you praying for the sick? And is it logged that they are recovering? See, let me calm down. Listen, when you allow the world to condemn you, oh, so you just trying to be deep, you holier than thou. Well, guess what? If you not walking according to this word and doing what you supposed to be doing, because it's not only required that I do it, it's required that you do it. And if you not doing it and you get mad at me because I am doing it, then guess what? Sorry, I am holier than thou. I know you saying it as a put down. I know you're saying it to try and condemn me. I know you're saying it to try and keep me in a box, because you are not thinking outside the box, but that's not my fault. I'm not going to stand before God not doing what God has called me to do. So when you charge me for being holier than thou, my only answer is, well, I guess I am. If you're not doing it, somebody got to do it. I'm not going to stand before the Lord in judgment, the great white throne of judgment, and ask him, why did you not do what I required you to do? That's not going to be me. So, and it's not that I'm better. I'm not better than anybody. I just fear God more than man. I'm not better. None of us are better. None of us are better. No one is better. Might be different. Different is not better. Different is not better. But you better consider some things. You better consider. You should consider. Am I God? Now watch. When you don't walk like the God that God says that you are, then what do we say happens? Verse 7, you will die like a mere man and fall like one of the princes. Now watch this. I said this before, that when you deal with Psalms chapter, when you deal with Psalms 82, when you deal with this particular Psalms, there's a thought that this, when he talks about his gods, whatever, he's talking about angels. That is the thought that he's talking about angels. And we said to you that he's not talking about angels. He's talking about men. Because watch this. He says, let me go back here to it. He says, watch this. For all the foundations of the earth are out of course, right? Well, who did God give authority to operate in the earth? He didn't give that to angels. He gave it to men. And so when he's saying all of the foundations, he said, deliver the poor and needy out of their hands. Who is he talking to deliver? He's talking to men that he anointed to walk as God's, as little G's in the earth. He's telling you to deliver the poor and needy out of the wicked's hands. Well, who is operating in the earth? Other men. There's not angels operating in the earth, so he can't be talking about angels. All the foundations of the earth are out of course. Now, when we talk about foundations, we're talking about the mountains of influence. The mountains of influence. What are those mountains? Watch. So we said this before in earlier lessons. You have the mountain of family, religion, business, politics, government, and military. You have education. You got media and entertainment, arts and sports, and all of that. Seven mountains. And God said, and all the foundations are out of course. Why? Because they walk in darkness. And he says, deliver the poor and needy out of their hands. He's not talking about angels. He's telling you, the men that he knew before the foundation of the earth, to tap into your godness. And the only way you can tap into that is, number one, repent, be baptized, walk in his spirit, be full of his spirit, be filled with the spirit of God, and then do those G things that he's called you to do. And so we ask the question, are you a God? Now, if you're not doing the things that Jesus commanded us to do, then I would gather to say you're not. You're not. You can't. Because whenever Jesus touched men, they were healed. Whenever he moved, he healed, he delivered. And again, he says, and greater shall you do, because he was going to the Father. You were going to be here. And so what have you recorded? What have you logged? Remember, when John was captured, he was about to be beheaded, and he sent John's disciples, he sent them to Jesus, and he asked, are you the one, or shall we look for another? He told him to go back and tell John. He said, the blind are healed. So watch this. What did Jesus do? He gave him a report. So what is the report? Are you doing G things? Are you speaking to sinful folk and bringing them to the Lord? Are people repenting after dealing with you? Do they see something different about you? Do they see that God presence, that God factor on you, and and desire to glorify your Father which is in heaven? Are you praying for folk and they're being healed? Are you casting out evil spirits? Sight to the blind. Are the maimed healed? The blind having their sight restored unto them? Have you raised anyone from the dead? I'm stepping in that line. I want to pray somebody back. I've seen it done, and I was surprised, but I'm not supposed to be surprised because God said that's exactly what we can do. I'm trying to tap into that. I'm trying to tap into that power that when you pray, you bring people back from the dead. I'm calling my own self out. There are some things I have done, but there are things I have absolutely not done. I want to do that. And so the question is, are you a God? Little G, are you doing God-like things? Are you doing G things? Because you've been anointed from the big G. Because watch this, he's going to hold you in account. There's coming one day when we have to stand before him and give an account for the deeds done in our body, both good and evil. Are you a God? Are you doing G things? And so I think we're going to stop right there. We're going to stop right there. We're going to pause and end right there. Listen, beloved, and I'm just listening to all of you under the sound of my voice. Please be in prayer. Please be in prayer. For those of you who are listening to us, and I don't have the list here in front of me, but those who listen to us outside of the United States of America, we want to thank you for your listenership. We want to thank you for viewing us. And we're praying for you over there. We're praying for you over there. And the reason why I'm saying it, again, I've been trying to tell you, we have been saying on this platform about the sixth trumpet war. It looks like we are getting a step closer to that. No, Russia, Ukraine, that is not World War III. I don't care what man is saying here. I don't care what he's saying. That is not what the Bible say. The Bible says the sixth trumpet war or World War III happens when the four angels are loosed along the Euphrates River. Was that Revelation chapter 9? We're loosed along the Euphrates River. And who, again, is over along the Euphrates River? I think from north to south, if I got the order right, Turkey, Syria, Iraq, and Iran. We're moving a step closer to what could be, the sixth trumpet war. We have to wait and see what happens ahead. And I'm going to be honest with you. This is just something you can't just pray away. God, we bind, and you can't pray that away because the word is set. God's word has gone forth. These things are going to happen. The only thing that we can do that in the process people are saved in spite of what is going to happen, what has happened, already earthquakes over there in Syria and Turkey. But there is a war coming, and we are close to it. And so we pray that your loved ones, both here in the United States and abroad, that folk are saved. We're saved. I don't care how we leave here. As long as we leave here having repented of our sins and being born again, except a man be born of the water and of the Spirit, you cannot enter into the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven. You cannot. except a man be born again, you cannot enter into the kingdom of God. And so with that, we're going to go ahead and close. Again, this is the Straight Truth Radio Podcast, the place where the liberal truth endures forever. I'm your host, Cliff Kelly. Here, where we're just trying to bring an understanding to end time events. Remember, hold on to him that is able to keep you from failing and from falling. Remember, we are not sinless. We sin less because of him who became sin for us. Because of him who became sin for us. And so remember, until we come again here next week, just stay strong, stay true. Remember, this is the last episode on our personal page, Facebook, Cliff Kelly. You can view us in the future just here on the Straight Truth Radio Podcast on Facebook. Again, I would tap the QR code there so you can see the other platforms we're on. IG will stay the same. YouTube is still the same. Twitter is still the same. The only adjustment on Facebook is that we are only broadcasting on the Straight Truth Radio Podcast. Remember, we love you. God bless you. We'll see you again next week. Stay strong. Stay true. God bless you.